I would like to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, starting from verse 2. But John, having heard in the prison the works of the Christ, sent by his disciples and said to him, Art thou the coming one, or are we to wait for another? Jesus, answering, said to them, Go report to John what ye hear and see. Blind men see, and lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and deaf hear. And dead are raised, and poor have glad tidings preached to them. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 27. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 27. And as he got out of the ship on the land, a certain man out of the city met him, who had demons a long time, and put on no clothes, and did not abide in a house, but in the tombs. Further on in the chapter, verse 35. And they went out to see what had happened, and came to Jesus, and found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting, clothed, and sensible, at the feet of Jesus. The same chapter, verse 43. And a woman, who had a flux of blood since 12 years, who having spent all her living on physicians, could not be cured by anyone, coming up behind, touched the hem of his, that is Jesus, garment, and immediately her flux of blood stopped. Verse 47, and the woman, seeing that she was not hid, came trembling and falling down before him, declared before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was immediately healed. And he said to her, Be of good courage, daughter, thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace. Last verse in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 2. And a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb was being carried, whom they placed every day at the gate of the temple called Beautiful to ask alms of those who were going into the temple. Verse 8, and leaping up he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. The main reason we're here tonight, my dear friend, is because I would like to speak to you about Jesus. And it is my desire that you can meet him tonight. And I want you to consider, what effect will meeting Jesus have in your life tonight? God speaks to the entire humanity, and he's been doing this for many, many years. And the message God sends to the whole world tonight is the same message that God was sending to the whole world 2,000 years ago. That message has never changed. God has never changed. Generations of men and women have gone through this world. But God is always the same. And God's concern is always the same. And his main concern regards your soul and my soul. Do you know that a colleague told me this past week, she said to me, you know, we have a soul and nobody cares about it. Can I ask you, do you know you have a soul? Do you know what the soul is? Do you realize you have a soul in you that is your real you? And that soul is eternal. And that soul will go through. And God is interested in that soul because he wants to secure it forever, for eternity. God knows that there is the devil that is working around this world tonight. But God is not afraid of him. God has defeated
Satan. He's defeated the one that has power of death. And he wants you to get into the enjoyment of his victory, of his work. So he's trying to appeal to man's heart tonight and saying, will you listen to me? Do you realize this is an important message? It has to do with your soul. You know it. You realize that. Listen carefully to what God is saying. You know, God could have spoken in many ways. He could have used books. He could have used history, traditions, people, nations. He has done it in many ways. The Bible tells us God has spoken in many ways. But God has decided, and we praise him and thank him for it, to center all his message in one person. And that person is Jesus. And that is whom we are speaking of tonight. That's the only person I want to speak to you about tonight. I don't want to speak about myself. I don't want to speak about you or any important person in this world. I am interested in Jesus Christ, the man Christ Jesus, the one who came on this earth. There was a particular prophet that God had raised and purposely had caused him to be born around the area where Jesus was going to come just before the coming of Jesus. The name of that prophet was John the Baptist. And he had one mission, and his mission was to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. That meant that John the Baptist was going round in that area telling people, look, Jesus is going to come. This man is going to come. Repent. Prepare yourselves to meet Jesus because he's coming. And where we read in Matthew, that same prophet was wanting to be sure that that man had come. Do you want to be sure that Jesus has come and Jesus is speaking and willing to meet you tonight? Well, he sent out his disciples. John was in prison, by the way. It's not that he didn't want to go. He couldn't go. So he sent his disciples and said, can you please go and check whether that man really is Jesus? He was so preoccupied to do his work faithfully to God's word and commandment. He wanted to be sure that before he was taken away, he was in prison at the end of his life, wanted to be sure that Jesus had come. And Jesus doesn't reply saying, yes, I am Jesus. He says, tell him this. Tell him, I'm going to read it from scripture here. And says, blind men see and lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and deaf hear. Dead are raised and poor have glad tidings preached to them. My dear friend, I'm going to present a glorious man to you tonight. The fame of that person went before him. The greatness of his works were before him and presented the glory of that man. Deaf could hear. Lame could walk. Dead were raised. Have you ever seen anything like that? I have never seen anything like that. That was the power of the man. And that is the power of the man I'm presenting to you tonight, my dear friend. Who is Jesus? The answer is straight and clear in the Bible. The Bible is God's word. If you want to know something about God, don't turn to any other book, but to the Bible itself. And the Bible is centered entirely in one person. From the first page to the last page of the Bible, what it speaks about is Jesus. God desired to reveal himself in the person of Jesus. If you want to know God, if you want to prove how good he is, how loving he is, how powerful he is, look to Jesus tonight. You have to meet Jesus. My dear friend, meet him tonight. I desire that you may meet him tonight. It's a wonderful person. You know, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus came down here in this world 2,000 years ago. Have you ever realized all our calendars recognize the coming of Jesus in this earth? We're living in year 2018, and that is 2,018 years after the birth of Jesus in this world. An atheist colleague told me years ago, I recognize Jesus has changed the entire philosophy of human society. He's the greatest master in my life. He's an atheist man. Jesus came as a servant down here. There was nothing to like of his appearance, my dear friend. He wasn't appealing to people, but people went to him because his words were full of love, full of power, and he revealed God's love and God's heart towards you. Man hated him. Men hated him, dear friend. Do you hate or do you love Jesus? This is the concern. This is my concern tonight. Have you heard about Jesus? Have you met him? What do you think about him? My dear friend, before you knew it, 2,000 years ago, you weren't around. I wasn't around either. Before we knew it, before we were born, Jesus came and died on the cross at Calvary and shed his own blood so that we might have our sins washed away. That is, if we believe that Jesus actually came and Jesus actually died on that cross at Calvary. And if we believe that he did it for me and for you. Jesus was a perfect man. Jesus had no sin, my dear friend. His thoughts were perfect, not like yours, not like mine. His actions were perfect. His words were full of love and full of power. That is Jesus. And that's the one I want to present to you tonight. So what effect will meeting Jesus have in your life tonight? Supposing and wishing that you will meet him tonight if you haven't yet, what effect will it have on your life? I've read three examples just because I want to give you a wider view of what it meant to some people that met him. Two of the people we read actually met him physically. They actually saw him when he was down here. One, the third person of whom I read in Acts 3, did not meet Jesus physically. He didn't see Jesus with his eyes, but he met him in his heart and in his soul. So, meeting Jesus, I'm not mad when I'm telling you can meet Jesus tonight. I don't have him here to present him to you, but I can present him because he is living in heaven. And he wants to present himself to you. He wants to meet you. He is coming to you. That's why we still preach the gospel. Despite the world is rejecting, has rejected, and still rejects Christ Jesus as Lord and as Savior. We still present him because he still wants you to know him. And he wants you to meet him. So I don't know if you noticed, when I read the three examples, I read what these people were and what they became. I read of a man who had demons a long time and put on no clothes and did not abide in a house. I tell you, if you go in the streets today and see a man without clothes that doesn't have a house, you will be scared. You will be. It's an awful thing to see. This man was in a terrible state. Humiliating state. That man met Jesus because Jesus went that way. And it didn't just pass by, my dear friend. He went there because he wanted to meet that man. Nobody, the Gospels tell us somewhere that nobody could handle that man. Nobody could speak to that man. Chains couldn't keep him down. Nothing could hold that man. Jesus went, and that man ran to him because he knew he was being called by Jesus. And what happened to him? He was sitting. After he met Jesus, he sat at his feet, clothed and sensible. What a change. What an effect meeting Jesus had in this man's life. Now, to tell you that it's not just a question of men, but a question of men and women. I read about a woman. She had a flux of blood. Another terrible thing, my dear friend. Imagine losing blood constantly from your body. How awful can that have been? 12 years. She'd spent everything she had. She'd been looking desperately for somebody to help her. Nobody could help that woman. And nobody can help your soul tonight. That same colleague that told me, I know I have a soul, said, I try to feed my soul all sorts of things, but is never satisfied. The world cannot satisfy your soul. Nothing in this world can satisfy your soul, my dear friend. She had to meet Jesus. Did you notice how she met him? She was afraid to meet him, but she knew Jesus could help. So she ran behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She was afraid to meet Jesus. Are you afraid to meet Jesus? Don't worry. Don't fear. Jesus knows. Touched the hem of his garment and Jesus healed her immediately. But it doesn't finish there. Jesus doesn't just go away. Jesus went there to meet that woman. Jesus is coming here tonight to meet you, my dear friend. He wants to have a direct contact with you. He wants to speak to you and he wants you to speak to him. So he calls. He turns round, actually. He doesn't call that woman. But that woman felt that Jesus was calling her. It says, knowing that she was not hid. Dear friend, you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide from Jesus. Jesus knows everything about you. Don't fear. It's not to scare you. It's to tell you quite the opposite. That Jesus loves you so much that he knows all about you, and he knows that you need him, and he wants you in his presence. So the woman took up courage and went to Jesus and confessed everything that had happened. Jesus, without failure, with great love, said to her, "Be of good courage, daughter." Notice the kindness with which he spoke to that woman, and said, "Thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace." So a woman that had been in tribulations for 12 years, in a desperate state, stressed all her life because of this problem, could go away in peace. What a change. What an effect that meeting had on that woman's life. So the last meeting is about this lame man. He couldn't even walk, my dear friend. It wasn't just limping on one leg. He had to be carried. I don't suppose in those days they had wheelchairs. So they used people, kind friends, that carried him somewhere where he could get some money, some food to live. This was the state of this man. Maybe you're in a similar state tonight. You don't know what to do in your life. You don't know how to face tomorrow. You've got struggles. And you have no strength. And you cannot walk yourself. Well, Jesus went there through his disciples. And the disciples said, in the name of Jesus, I have nothing to give to this man. I have nothing to give you tonight. But I can tell you, and I can present you, Jesus. What happened to this man? He said that leaping up, he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now, before I finish, did you notice the first example, the man was sitting down at Jesus' feet? This example, he's leaping. What does that mean? Meeting Jesus is a personal matter. Each one of us has a different state in their own lives. We all have our own experiences, our own state, our own troubles. We live and come from different families, different parts of the world, with different backgrounds. The meeting with Jesus is individual, personal, and unique to each single one. There isn't a model that fits to everyone, dear friend. There is a man that fits to everyone, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Don't go around looking for something that may fit you. Don't go around looking for something that may meet your, they may appeal to you in what it says and what it presents. Go straight to Jesus, my dear friend. He loves you. He knows everything that you need. He has paid the price so that you might be set free. Why I keep saying set him free? Well, this man was lame and he walked. That other man was full of demons and he was freed from the demons. That a woman had a flux of blood and it was removed from her. Something happens when you meet Jesus, my dear friend. And you know what happens? It's very simple. The sins that fill you and burden over your shoulders because nobody wants to speak about sin, nobody knows how to solve the matter of sin, well, exactly, Jesus knows it because he went that way. He died on the cross. He carried your sins and my sins so that we may be set free. That is, feel free. Remove that burden that is on us and might be saved forever. My dear friend, this is the message of the gospel, the glad tidings. I trust you may meet Jesus tonight, and I trust it might have an effect to your life tonight, for his name's sake. Amen.